Buds. It's episode 44 of the greatest music podcast on earth. This is Nick, and as always, I'm on the internet with Mark. What's up, my dude?
We're gonna hit episode 50, the year 2020. I can't wait.
It'll be
quite the celebration.
Yeah, it'll be a 50-minute episode, and it's just the best minute of the previous 49 episodes plus nice. 1 minute of us talking about Young Thug again.
People love clip show episodes.
That's yeah, they do.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, recording Thursday night. Big New Music Friday coming out. I'm assuming people will be listening to this episode. Today we're going to talk about a couple things that have come out, I guess, since our last episode. We've had a couple weeks off. We're going to talk about Young Thug and his new album. A couple singles of the week. And I think some King Gizzard, potentially.
Yeah, we're gonna touch on the Australian boys.
Okay. Before we get into that, did you see or listen to Yandy, the leak on YouTube?
Is it all of it?
So supposedly it's all of it, and it's 28 minutes long.
Okay. So I've gone down, we've been talking a lot about leaks in our recent episodes. I've gone down the Kanye leak hole phrasing before, and
his leak hole. Ew.
Christ. That's interesting, because like a lot of the times when his stuff leaks, it's like reference tracks where he doesn't have the lyrics necessarily done. And so he's just like doing like humming or vocalizing the melody for certain parts, and it's very unfinished. But that's interesting if there's allegedly the entire album has leaked, which you would assume then that it's going to release soon, right?
Yeah, you'd imagine. It definitely sounds unfinished, but it doesn't sound like some of that previous leak stuff that you kind of referenced.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I've only listened to the first 2 or 3 minutes of it on YouTube because I didn't want to ruin the whole album for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But if it is the album, I mean, it sounded nice. I liked the first, like, 2 minutes.
Did it sound as nature-y as it's alleged to be? Whatever
yes.
That's supposed to mean?
Yes, I think it is nature-y.
Okay.
Which I'm into. It sounded nice. But supposedly Timbaland leaked it. I guess is what I saw on Reddit. He was invited in like December or January, I guess, to like go in the studio with Kanye, and like just after that happened, some of the stuff started getting out, which I find very funny.
I just hope it doesn't suck.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't suck. That's pretty much the earbuds take on that. Do you have any other like news or notes? I mean, I kind of threw some stuff in this agenda, but they really aren't music related, so we can kind of just move on.
Who's gonna be the first rapper to mention the hot topic right now? The Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Well, I guess it depends on
who releases first.
Who
right?
specifically mentions the Popeye's chicken sandwich? Because on this album we're gonna talk about in, I don't know, approximately 10 to 15 minutes. Young Thug does have a Popeyes lyric.
Yeah, but you have to assume that came out last week. The sandwich just came out like Monday, right? I've lost track.
I don't know. Did he have like sneak proof? Was it out beforehand and he knew that it was going to come out?
He didn't mention
there's
the sandwich,
test kitchens. He didn't mention the sandwich, but he did mention Popeyes. And I find it kind of, I don't know, just weird timing, you know?
I mean, good for he is. You know, he's just with it. He knows what's going on.
I do think it'll be Lil Nas X, though. For my answer.
That's interesting. I mean, you want like the gut reaction, pun entirely intended, would be somebody like Rick Ross, but he's a Wingstop person through and through. So
yeah,
you're not gonna get that from him.
He's not gonna promote other chicken for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be somebody who just, like, releases a ton of music. It'll be some SoundCloud rapper or something. But
yeah. Or just someone that's, like, a good internet memer.
Yeah, you tweeted it out. We'll give the takes this weekend.
Yeah, we're going on Saturday, so we'll have a further review coming out next
gotta
episode.
Be part of the Twitter discourse.
Yeah, we got to be a part of it. We need that SEO.
Emergency pod. We just had our chicken sandwiches.
We'll go live on Instagram, just eating chicken sandwiches. That's like the grossest IG live of all time.
Dude,
like hearing two
out
people
at
eat
certain locations.
Hopefully not the one near us.
Yeah. Specific address.
It's a sketchy ass Popeyes by me.
Yeah.
Like
I've walked by it many a time.
Yeah, and right I've never thought about going
it.
In. I've never thought. But like, we're gonna wake up on Saturday, watch some English soccer, have a couple beers. I'm gonna feel all sorts of like liquored up and ready for chicken.
Spicy chicken sandwich after a few Newcastles. Ooh, sign me up.
Yes, sir. Wash it down with a 0-0 draw. 100 minutes of non-action. That's what we've got. You got anything else?
You don't want to, let's not talk about Spider-Man.
Nah, who gives a shit? He's out of the MCU and it's trash, and I'm sure Disney will pay up for it. I do want to say some other news though prior to getting into the singles of the week. If you are on the internet or not on the internet, you may have heard or seen that the Amazon forest is literally on fire. You know, try to do your part to save the planet, because the Earth's lungs, as they call it, are literally is on fire because the Brazilian president is an asshole. So go donate to like resources that are fighting the fire.
I don't know what the fuck you're supposed to do at this point.
Like, well, there are resources out there that are like trying to fight it. Thomas Middlestitch had a good Instagram post earlier today about like things you can do. But it just in general, like vote in politicians in November that like are going to do something about the planet and give a shit. And yeah, that's my take. I just think it's worthwhile to put out there in the.
That's a good news and note. That's
to our 26 listeners. Yeah, but on a brighter note, let's do some singles of the week. It's been a while since we've done this segment. We need to bring it back. Where we discuss like just our favorite singles that have released, so not albums. Let's talk about Brockhampton first. So our favorite boy band, they released 3 or 4 singles over the last couple of weeks in anticipation of their next album, which is titled,
always
I think.
Very cool. Sorry to cut you off.
Go ahead.
Very cool cover art.
Very cool cover art.
I like the theme going on.
Yeah. The album is titled Ginger, which I don't totally get. One side note before we talk about any of these songs is that Shia LaBeouf, I guess, has been reported to be an influence on them in this album because he like visited them in the studio and then they wrote like half the tracks or something. So that's funny to me.
That makes sense. Shia LaBeouf and Brockhampton is like that's a combination that makes sense to me.
It feels right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, outside of that cool Shia LaBeouf fact, let's talk about, I don't know, one or two of them. So they released 4. They're titled Boy Bye, I've Been Born Again, No Halo, and If You Pray Right. I think my just general note on these songs is that it's weird to me that they sound so similar project to project, but yet also sound different enough. Like, they really have their craft. Like, they are honed in on how to make Brockhampton music, which when you introduced me to them, like, I don't know, a year and a half ago when they released their first album, and then they released, I don't know, what, 3 last year or the year before. Like, I was a little nervous that they would be like, they would lose their way, because that's just like a lot for a bunch of like early 20s, late teens kids to do. But like, they really got their shit together, man.
Yeah,
that's all I have to say.
Iridescence really didn't land for me necessarily, but that's what the last one was called, right? I've listened to like a couple of these new singles, and I've liked the. It's more It's a little more poppy, which I kind of like.
It is more poppy
for the album. Yeah.
Let's play a quick sample of No Halo. That's my favorite of the four. That was released today also, I think, or yesterday. I don't know where I'm going. If I gotta take the high road, I'm rolling. Trying to get like all up in your head again, Montana, Atlanta. Maybe I should just go mosey my ass over to your house. What about the side of you up on the castle, cozy, lowly, lit like rosy cheeks? Oh, you so cozy with somebody else. Get nervous, my stomach churning, burning. I'm be ready to knock some teeth out of his ass. Late night corner, we pass. Lake that switch, it get red. Used to skip out round that band. We don't go there no more. We don't see sun no more. Baby wanna raid the whole apartment like the FBI. Taking everything from pies and pans and fans and golden eye. Everything except the doll, everything in the drawers. Used to be so perfect, but it's never getting soft. I'm sure I'll find it. No one help me when my eyes go red. I'm sure I'll find it. No one help me when my, no one help me. I'm sure I'll find it. Alright, so that was No Halo, confirming that song came out today. Or this morning. I like it a lot. It's like their deepest song. Maybe. They deal with a lot of like mental health and like substance abuse issues and some shit that they haven't gotten into before. Maybe not the deepest. I mean, they deal a lot with like homosexuality and like not being liked, which I guess is equally, if not more.
One of the deepest.
Yeah, one of the deepest. Deeper. We don't have to rank the deepness of the songs, but
that's a good segment idea, Nick.
What, rank the most emotional Brockhampton songs? From...
Drafting deepest Brockhampton songs. Snake Draft.
The deepest cut Young Thug songs that are good, but no one's ever heard. Next week's segment. But yeah, I really like No Halo. I thought it was, it's a good pop song. It's slow. I really enjoyed it. I'm very, very excited for this next album. Anything else you got on B. Hampton?
No. Do we have a release date?
I don't believe we have a release date.
Okay. I mean, once again, four singles out, you would think it's going to be soon.
Actually, tomorrow, supposedly, is what it says on the internet. It's supposed to come out on the 23rd.
So, if you decided to listen to the Brockhampton album before this podcast, disregard the singles of the week, this portion of it. If you decided to listen to this podcast first, go listen to the Brockhampton album.
Absolutely.
Our next single of the week belongs to the Sweet Chicago Boys, Twin Peaks. With Fairy Song, referring to the boat, not the magical creature. This is their second single from their upcoming album called Look Out Low. The first single was Dance Through It, and it was, if one were to tangentially kind of follow them and just listen to their singles and their album stuff, a bit of a departure in their sound, but they had a project in 2017 that got a little more sparse and acoustic, not even acoustic, but a little slower and more mature, and so these two singles have been kind of an extension of that, but they're still delightful and a ton of fun. Fairy Song is very heavy on the keys, and
we love it.
Just a delight. You're gonna, you know, by the end of the song, when he's singing about the times that the fairy comes, you're gonna want to sing along too. It's a very good like late night bar song. So check it out.
Highly that's recommend. A good vibe.
That's probably my most anticipated album right now.
Look for the rest of the year?
Yeah, sure. I don't really know what's coming out besides that, but...
Yeah, to compare it, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. I like Twin Peaks. I enjoyed this song. I don't have anything else. I would like to see them live sometime. outside of just Grapetooth, their side project.
Yeah.
And they play like late November at Riviera here in Chicago.
Black Friday, I think.
Yeah. But Twin Peaks is very good. Good rockers. And they recorded, no, that's a lie. I was about to say a non-truth into the microphone, and we're not going to do that.
We never do that.
Never do that. Yeah, Twin Peaks is sick. Okay. Let's move on to one of our favorite musicians, personalities, just people on earth. Best Twitter follow, Vince Staples. So, our young man from California released episode one of the Vince Staples Show, accompanied by a song titled So What? And what'd you think?
So I listened to the song first because I was at work and didn't know what I was getting into if I, you know, opened up the Vince Staples
Show. Yeah, you never know.
Video.
You never know.
I like the song. It maybe it'll grow on me, but it didn't strike me as, and I don't know if this is what its purpose is. It didn't strike me as like a single for an album, but he had mentioned that with each subsequent episode he's going to release a song, so maybe that's how the album comes out. Maybe this is more of an intro song, but I liked the general production sound of it, which is always something that interests me with Vince, because his projects go in such different directions a lot of the time. So
yeah, he's such a technical rapper that his early work is like not as polished, but you can see that and hear that he's like just really good at hip-hop and rap rapping. But yeah, I kind of agree with you. I'm interested to see the concept, I guess, and how this all gets released. Because, I mean, his most recent album, project, whatever you want to call it, FM, was definitely like a new release format, if you will, for him. Kind of like a, we're going to play off this radio show format and just release like 9 songs that all tie together. And
no
sound.
Singles, I don't think.
Yeah, no singles. So I'm interested to see what the future of like this, the Vince Staples Show is. And he's just like a great... I love Vince Staples, so.
Did you get a chance to catch the video portion?
I did. Did you?
Yeah, what did you think about it?
Not what I anticipated, for sure. I thought it was going to be, I guess, more formalized, like, Vince stand-up, or like, maybe not Vince stand-up, but just more like monologue-y. Where it was
it's
less produced.
The Vince Staples Show is like that, kind of gives you the idea that it's going to be like some sort of talk show format or something. Whereas this is, it seems like there's at least going to be a loose narrative to things, but very hard emphasis on the loose.
Yeah, I mean, it could just be like, I don't know how many
little,
episodes.
Like, vignettes. Yeah.
Yeah, they're vignettes. I don't know how many episodes there are supposed to be, but I definitely could see it being like 10 episodes, 10 song releases, like that's the story of his life kind of thing. Because the first episode is essentially he's going to get a hair. Well, I don't even know if that's true, because the episode starts with him getting a call from his publicist or something to go rap at one of the Obama kids' like 21st birthdays, and he has to go get a haircut. But when he gets to the haircut, he's like listening to his headphones and they pop out while he gets a haircut, and it's talking about him being a Crip, and then like 3 or 4 Bloods show up and kick his ass.
Yeah, it's like kind of beyond that, you don't really, I don't know what the larger takeaway is as of right now, besides, the repeating songs, like Why Do They Hate Me or something as he's getting beat up, but... besides that, I'm just going to wait and see if there's what else there is to take away from it. But it's like the beginning portion of the video is very funny, because he's just a very funny person. There's like multiple lines in the first 40 seconds that are like hilarious. And at a certain point, I was like bummed out because I knew that the song would start, even though I liked the song. And I was like, oh, Vince is going to stop talking so the song can play.
Yeah, the intro or whatever, the lead-in is great. He's like, I got to get that Netflix money. Michelle Obama's the highest. She's like, her book is selling damn near as many as the Bible. My mom's got two. It's very funny.
Yeah. Him cracking Obama jokes is funny because he's never been he's like criticized Obama in his music before, even when he was still in office. So he's like never been like the most reverent towards him. So it's interesting to see that kind of continue. Not that he's like their mean-spirited jokes, but.
I'm sorry if you can hear squeaking in the background. My dog is playing with the squeak toy. So that's Vince. I'm definitely excited to hear the rest of this and see the rest of his episodes. But that leads us into one of our other favorite rappers. We're going to talk about Young Thug and his most recent album. But before that, let's listen to one of the songs off So Much Fun. It's called The Height.
Wait, no.
What? Go. We're trying to talk about King Gizzard. Yeah.
Just kidding. A mini discussion. So we're not going to talk about it because it really is. They just leaned entirely towards thrash metal. So,
Violet,
if you're familiar with that genre of music, just imagine 30 minutes of it. that's what the album sounds like. But the concept I wanted to talk about, because even though that's not entirely original, I think it is like, in today's like music landscape, you don't get a ton of concept albums, and so I think they're always worth talking about because they're interesting.
People don't do that much anymore in the streaming era.
Have you checked it out at all? Because I'll read you the track list and then I'll give you just a rundown real quick of what happens. So it starts track one, Planet B, okay. Mars for the Rich, Organ Farmer, Superbug, Venetian 1, Perihelion, Venetian 2, Self-Immolate, and it ends, track 9 is called Hell. So basically, to your news and notes point earlier, it's about Earth being burnt out through climate change and ruined just basically by all sorts of fun things that are currently happening. Like the Superbug talks about like antibiotics and stuff. And then briefly he talks about, you know, the rich people go off to Mars and are safe there and everybody else is left behind. And then the second half of the album basically follows a group of people as they get onto their rocket and head off to Venus, which is an interesting choice because I don't think Venus is like a solid planet, or if it is, it's like very hot. And then they crash land in the track called Self-Immolate and they end up going to hell. So it's a very cheery album.
Oh man.
But it does, it's very, it's kind of tongue-in-cheek whenever they lean especially far in either genre direction, and this isn't really different, so they know it's kind of over-the-top and corny and cheesy, but they still manage to bring in pertinent issues that, you know, I don't know how often the thrash metal crowd is thinking about that, so it's cool. I don't know.
That is cool. I mean, and we've talked about them before. We definitely talked about Self-Emulate as one of our singles of the week, maybe the last time we did this. But, like, they're just such a talented group of musicians. Like, that's pretty much every time I hear them, that's my takeaway.
Well, it's because listening to this album is, because I'm not huge in like that, the thrash metal or metal in general.
Oh, scene, don't so say don't, that into the microphone. Everyone knows.
I don't really know how it like necessarily stacks up, but I know that from what I've read, it's like a confident competent entry into that, which is, that's pretty impressive because it's like very technical when you listen to it, and there's like so much happening in any given like 10 seconds of music, that they can put this album out like, you know, 3 or 4 months after their last one is pretty impressive.
Are you excited to listen to it this weekend? Aren't you going to see them live?
Yeah, I'm going to see them at the Byline Bank Aragon Ballroom.
Oh, God. Let me know if the sign is up yet.
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked, though. I've seen them before, and it's a blast. Highly recommended.
So that's our King Gizzard segment.
That's my piece, yeah.
Cool. I got to check it out. I like them a lot. I think what I'm going to do tonight, drink a bottle of wine, eat some frozen pizza, listen to thrash metal, and play Fortnite.
Yeah, man, it's good. Just stand up in your living room and just rock out music.
Good. The dog is going to love it.
Yeah.
What is this fucking noise? I'm excited to give it a listen. Let's talk about Young Thug. Let's skip playing that song. Maybe we'll get into it when I'm going to bring it up again in our discussion. The song Hot. But Young Thug released his album So Much Fun, I think 2 weeks ago on the 16th. This is his follow-up to 2018's Slime Language, I guess. But he releases music all the time, so...
There was On the Run.
Oh, yeah, On the Run came out.
I think that might have been a little bit worse.
Yeah, I think you're right. But, you know, he follows in the footsteps of the King Atlanta rapper Gucci Mane, just releasing music every 2-3 weeks and hopping on whatever. And my main takeaway after listening to this is just like, Young Thug is water. He's just so flexible. He's the best. He's like one of the best rappers on earth right now and has been. And I don't think he necessarily gets credit for that in critic circles, but, and he'll never be popular in the same, you know, Drake, Kanye, Jay-Z kind of way. But like,
I don't think he's ever going to hit that stratosphere, no. But I looked it up. Spotify, let's see, Spotify monthly listeners. What's your guess?
I looked it up. I mean, 22 million.
Yeah, that's a lot. I mean, granted, it's fresh off an album release, but PPX, that's the common,
well,
people like to talk about. I don't think he's ever going to have a massive, like coloring book level hit, but he's pretty popular. I don't know.
He's popular, but my argument against that is like, he's got 22 million monthly listens, but how many of those are the Camila Cabello song he does the like verse on, and how many of those are the Old Town Road remix?
That's a very good point.
You know, like if your intro to Young Thug is like him singing on Havana or him doing like Hee Haw on the most popular song of the last like 4 months, I don't know.
Yeah, I think you might agree. Yeah.
But I guess we'll see what happens at the end of this year, like as that kind of weans off. I think you'll have a more stable number, which I think probably goes closer to 10, which is still a lot. That's still a lot of people.
Yeah.
Consistently.
Back to the album. My just general thoughts off. I would say the album is a little inaccurately titled. I'd call it quite a bit of fun.
Why is that?
It's definitely my favorite project of his in a while, probably since Beautiful Thugger Girls. And it's way more interesting than... Cause when I think of like recent Thug, Slime Language is what comes to mind, and I thought that was relatively boring. I think just the production elevates him here, and he kind of rises to that occasion. I enjoyed On the Run, but it was fairly short. But it's got a very nice like summery vibe to a lot of the beats, and it is, you know, there's a lot of fun to be had. What did you think about it?
Well, I agree with you. It's my favorite project he's released since Thugger Girls. And since then, yeah, he's had On the Run. I believe, didn't he have a another future
duo so album? Slime Language was the one with a bunch of his label guys, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
That one was pretty forgettable. Super Slimy was the one with Future.
Yeah, Super Slimy. Okay, but that came out which, 2 years ago. That was 2017. Yeah. All right.
That one was fine.
That was fine. Yes.
Slime Language was actually pretty bad in retrospect.
Yeah, it's like, it's forgettable. But, I mean, it goes back to some of the things I like about him the most. He raps on a lot of different flows. He has a lot of crazy ad libs. He changes his voice a lot. He raps on many different beats. But just, he just sounds so good. And he never sounds overmatched by any beat or layering or artist that he brings on to a song. And sometimes when he does the collab albums, it just sounds like that Future one, for instance. Every single one of those songs just sounds like a Future song. It's like very trap heavy. And like, yeah. It just makes me like, it's just not the same, which is, it's fine in small increments. Not something I could listen to for an hour. Like Young Thug, Beautiful Thugger Girls. I could listen to that whole album. It's amazing. And it's very different and unique. And this one, I would say it's less unique, but it's good. It's not as like, it's not as narrow.
For yeah. Sure. I have word for word written down, not as experimental throughout, as some of my favorite Thug stuff, but his flow stays interesting all the way.
Yeah, he does. So anyway, let's talk about that. I wanted to bring up a couple of the producers on the album, or, you know, some of the songs that I think showcase some of that uniqueness still. So Pierre Bourne produces four songs on here, and he's one of the more popular, well-known producers right now. What did you think of those songs? So he produced Light It Up, Surf, Little Baby, and I'm Scared.
I like Light It Up. I mean, I like all of them. I think the reason I don't love Surf is more of the hook is just him saying surf, surf, surf.
Mm-hmm.
That's not really on the production. But I don't know, like, those are all well produced, I think.
Are any of those beats like, oh man, I'm happy Thug is rapping on this. Like, this is what I wanted to hear.
It's either Light It Up or Surf. I think Light It Up is like the really heavy beat, right?
Yes, I think that's correct.
Yeah. I think that one's cool. Yeah. Getting Thug on stuff like that is cool. That's not just kind of just a generic trap beat. Because they're it's interesting because so some of the songs that you touched on have that sort of summery feel that the rest of the, and it's not interesting because Thug chose these beats obviously. But it lines up with like Hot by, and that's produced by Wheezy. Has like that, it's more of a horn influenced summer feel. And then
bring back trap horns.
Yeah, Ecstasy is just bonkers, but that's produced by DY and 12 Hunna. And that kind of run of the album from Ecstasy through, oh, we'll say Lil Baby is, that's my favorite portion, I think.
Yeah, so when I listened to Ecstasy for the first time, that's what sparked my discussion about, whoa, like, who are these other features? Because when I was reading reviews of this and just seeing some, like, commentary online, let's just talk about, like, kind of Pierre Bourne on here. And granted, he's, like, the kind of the only guy I, like, recognized. But, like, that song bangs, Ecstasy. And then I wanted to bring up Wheezy. That song, Hot, is just bonkers. Like, that beat and layering is like, I didn't even know I wanted a Young Thug song that sounded like that until I listened to it. There's just like, so every like 25 seconds, there's like a new layer to the beat and it just keeps building. It's so good.
Big song.
Yes.
Just get, yeah. I think that one, that's realistically, because he included the London on here, even though that already kind of blew up. But if there's an unreleased song that is on here prior to the album dropping, I think Hot is the one that is most likely to kind of help him break that barrier we were talking about before.
Oh, dude, I'm going to be streaming that song a lot. Like, I already feel it on my, like, best song, favorite songs of the year playlist for future episode. Don't let me forget, because that's definitely something I'll say on here and then just, like, not do it later.
Well, that was kind of, so my, like, the first two songs are fine, but the production is pretty, like, forgettable. And so when I was listening, first listening to the album, I was, like, after the first two songs, I was like, oh, like, is this really, doing this again? Like, what's mm-hmm. going on here? And then Ecstasy started, and I was like, all right, maybe we got something. And then just the next, like, run of, like, five or six songs are so, you know, so much fun. I'll say it.
Not quite a bit of fun. That part of the album is so much fun.
Yeah, that part of the album is a lot of fun.
All right, well, we talked about some of the beats and production or whatever. He's got a lot of his usual suspects on here for featured artists. Lil Baby, Uzi Vert, Future, Gunna, kind of like your Atlanta guys, the young,
you know, some of his,
the younger, like, thuggers.
Yeah, that's funny, younger thuggers. His disciples, slime disciples,
dude,
slime babies.
I wish I was a slime baby. Anyway,
I was reading this paper at work, and they were talking about, like, it said something about, like, thin layer of microorganism slime. It was like, just in my head, I was like, slime.
Gross. Young Thug is always with you.
Into,
but yeah. I guess who on here kind of shined out to you? Did Young Thug steal the show on every song? Any good features? Someone surprised you? Before we get into that, just a quick note. I did find it funny that Machine Gun Kelly was not originally a feature on this when he released it. And then as of like 2 days ago, he is featured on here. They're also touring.
Let's talk about that real
They're
quick.
Touring together, which I think is weird. Oh. Yeah. They're touring
that
together.
That answers my first question, which was
why? Yeah, that's exactly why.
So it's not, I don't think it doesn't ruin the song. It doesn't add anything to the song. It just kind of slows the song down.
Machine Gun Kelly?
Yeah.
Mr. Bird Box himself?
It's sort of like a that movie is fine. Read the book, though. It's just like kind of a plotting verse, I guess. And I really would prefer the option when this stuff happens, especially when it's just like, we're updating this album and adding a whole feature. I wish there was just like a revert update option at this point now.
Save as without.
Yeah, just like,
MGK.
This patch isn't working with my drivers right now. Sorry. sorry, Machine Gun, but you're out. it's kind of a bummer that I just, like, now listen to what was probably my favorite song on the album, and it has that verse.
Whoa, really?
My favorite song on the album anymore.
Wow. Yeah. Just because
not of that it doesn't make it like that much worse, but it was sure. Neck and neck with some other songs.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I think that's fair. I think it's really funny that he wasn't on here originally.
It
probably was like, hey, dude, we're fucking touring together. And then
now that you mention it, that is very funny.
Dude, it's just hilarious. Like, they're on tour currently, and it's probably like, holy shit, dude, you released the album, someone forgot to put Machine Gun Kelly's part of the song in there. Yeah. And then it was like, all right, we need it on there, or else we got to save face with the tour mates. It's just hilarious.
Which, it was like, yeah,
the crowd for those two people have to be so different.
Right? It's like, of all the features that are going to be added later on to an album, so you got, you know, Kanye like doing Frank Ocean and stuff. You get Young Thug adding Machine Gun Kelly.
All right, so what are the chances Machine Gun Kelly does the next James Bond song?
The zero?
You think so? I think it's like 1%.
What's the title? I'm choosing not to die today.
That's really funny because I think it's something similar like that. It's like don't die tomorrow, or like,
yeah,
tomorrow's no day to die, something like that.
I'm going to do quite a bit of not dying.
hold on, I'm going to look this up. It's Bond 25.
That's a good segment idea. I'm going to put it in. Favorite, do a Bond song snake drafts for when that movie comes out.
Oh, all right. Yeah, throw it in the agenda.
Yeah.
Right. Bond 25 title. It is... Oh, come on. This has to be easier to find. This is bullshit. Come on.
I got it.
Skip ad.
Dr. Thunder Not Dying.
No, No Time to Die.
Yeah.
Come on. We should do a snake draft of the songs. Let's wrap this up. Anything else you want to talk about with Thunder?
Let's do just like a quick, because there are a lot of features on this album. We got sidetracked by Machine Gun Kelly. What are some of your favorite features, I think, is what you were trying to ask before.
That is what I was trying to ask. I mean, I love Lil Baby and Gunna. I think they're on the rise, if not have risen, and like gotten to the scene. They are, as we just said, Slime disciples. They kind of are following in Young Thug's footsteps. And like, they just fit all these songs so perfect. And anytime they hop on songs together, they just fit well. So yeah. I like listening to them. I think for me, most of the time when you're a feature, you stand out by not sucking. So like, I notice more often when someone has a feature and I'm like, oh, that stunk. Like that made the song bad or like not interesting to me. So if you just don't suck, you're in this category. So like,
yeah,
I thought Lil Baby and Gunna were fine. I'm kind of sick of hearing Future and Young Thug together. I know that's kind of maybe a hot take, but it's like, I've heard that a lot.
Well, I think the issue there is this song just isn't very good.
Yeah, I mean, also true. But those are my takes. How about you?
To your point, like, not sucking. Like, I want to like the Lil Uzi verse, but it's just like, it's not bad, and I enjoy it. Like, I can't remember anything from it. And on the flip side, a really good way to land a feature is if you just come through with one just very funny line, which 21 Savage is very good at supplying.
21 Savage props.
On his
Our British mate.
Features.
Do you think, what English Premier League team do you think 21 Savage likes?
I don't know enough about the Premier League to make an educated joke here, so I'm just going to say Arsenal because that's my team in waiting.
Whichever team has a knife in its crest.
Yeah, but I'm not going to repeat the entire line, but
sure.
His line that references back to middle school days is very, very funny.
I agree with you.
That was a legitimate like laugh out loud moment when I first heard it.
I love 21 Savage. He's just is the best.
I don't think there's too many bad like even Quavo, who has been kind of you can just be honest and say just mailing it in recently. He had a good verse. I like the Juice WRLD song. It's just like a. It's a good album.
It is a good album. And most of these people fit the sound. Young Thug does a good job of curating people that are going to fit well. That's our Young Thug discussion. We're back. We'll do another episode soon. You got any lasting words? Otherwise, I'll see you on Fortnite in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, I think 45-minute pod killed it.
Perfect. Killed it.
All right.
All right. Thank you, buds. Peace.